Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny 106.7 The Fan. You can listen to the show by downloading the all-new radio.com app. When you're not in the car or near a radio, listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. Kirk Cousins was on the program at 11. If you missed him, on the heels of a 365-yard, three-touchdown showing against the Raiders, you can hear that interview at 1 o'clock. I caught up with Morgan Moses, who was plowing the way in the running game and helping protect Kirk Cousins yesterday. By far, I thought, Danny, the best pass protection of the season through three games.
Yeah.
Not coincidentally, also the best Cousins performance. But he had time to throw, time to get through his reads, time to operate. Morgan Moses against Khalil Mack, a big reason why. Asked him about not having Jordan Reed, not having Rob Kelly, and as Josh Norman would put it, it was still coping steady for the offense.
I mean, for us, you know, we always preach about the next man up, man, and everybody gets quality reps on and off the field in the film room, and so we expect nothing but greatness for the next guy up.
For you to come out and watch your defense play the way it did today, this was one of the 10 best performances in terms of yard allowed in Redskins history, 0-for-10 for the Raiders on third down. This is a good offense. What do you think about what that defense did?
I mean, man, they, you know, seeing them in practice every day, man, they fly around, you know, DJ Swearinger, got those guys rolling, man, Jano, and, you know, they got a lot of young guys playing over there, but overall, man, they bust their tails every day in and out.
What do you think the last couple weeks of the commitment to the running game? Last week, obviously, you dominated on the ground. This week was way more balanced and really stuck to it, even though you weren't necessarily churning them out in bunches.
You know, trying to set the tone, man. You know, they have a great defense over there. So, you know, we'll take the 2 and 3 yards, you know, to get us in better positions. But, you know, it's always good to start with the run because you get the thing going. You get the guys kind of flowing, the pads kind of loosen up, and it allows our offense to do a lot of things in the air.
Do you believe wins like this carry over, or do you guys kind of just view this as another one?
For sure, man. You know, anytime you play a top team in the NFL, man, any team in the NFL, man, it's a great to win, man, because you get that turnaround. You know, you always look for the next one. It gets the guys going, man. It gets the facility going, you know, for the next day in practice. You know, when we watch the film and, you know, coach hands it out game balls and things like that, man, it's a good feeling in an atmosphere.
Lastly, Khalil Mack's one of the best defenders you're going to go up against on the outside all year. Everyone will remember one or two plays where he may have got you, but you handled yourself well. What makes him so tough, and what do you think of your game against him?
I mean, you look at the guy, man, he's the full package, man. You look at him, he looks like an action figure, man. But the thing about him, man, he never stops, man. He's no matter if it's 3rd and 10, 3rd and 1, 2nd and 5, he's going 100 miles per hour. So for a guy like that, you just got to be consistent and, you know, stay humble, stay to your techniques, and you know, the whole thing plays together. When you, like I said, you run the ball, your quarterbacks get the ball out their hands, the receivers run the routes the right way, you know, it sets you up for success.
Morgan Moses in the locker room after yesterday's 27-10 win over the Raiders. Appreciate a couple of minutes from him. And if you miss Cousins, you can hear it at 1. Grant and Danny, as we get back live in studio in our D.C. Half Street studios on the Fan, taking your calls at 800-636-1067. So let's get this started, and we'll take some calls on this. Highlight of the night, biggest moment, let's say the apex of your joy and happiness. What was the moment where you were the most giddy during the game last night? There were several of them to choose from.
Plenty of nominees in this category. It's a crowded best picture category. But for me, I was thinking about this. It's whatever's relative, right? So if you aren't that hungry and you get a delicious meal, you're like, oh, that was really good. If you haven't eaten in hours or days or been starving yourself and that meal comes, you feel great, right? The moment where momentum was not on the Redskins' side, they had dominated, and we're up 21-7. It's not as if, you know, it was all over, but Oakland all of a sudden had a little bit of a mojo after that Jamison Crowder muffed punt, right? They score a couple plays later. Jared Cook gets in the end zone. Redskins are backed up. They did the thing where they start off with a run, which makes Chris Russell happy, that gained no yards. Then there's a holding call that was bogus, to be honest with you, on Trent Williams.
I thought that was a terrible call.
I thought it was horrendous. I thought that was an NFL football play that was completely reasonable.
Great scramble by Cousins to pick up that first down on that play, too.
Yeah, and that got negated. It was a great effort, and that was really, really irritating. So now you're 3rd and 19, backed up in your own end on your own 16-yard line. This is one of those, if you go 3 and out after a negative play or two and the offense is a whoa, you put the ball back to an offense that's terrific in Oakland that just hasn't gotten going yet, fresh off a touchdown drive, you're going, this game could change. This game could all of a sudden become something different. You flip it out to 25. You got 3 offensive linemen on the left side, including your center, Spencer Long. Maul a guy at the line of scrimmage, throw his butt to the ground, and then make a block 20 yards downfield for, to me, the play of the game. A 74-yard game-turning, ceiling, we're going to be okay
play.
They've
converted a 3rd and 17 and a 3rd and 19 with screens in the last 2 weeks.
Crowder got him. Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
No.
Have we gotten clarity? We should have asked Hoffman about this. I don't know if anyone asked Jay. Was LaVau out of the game for that moment because he was hurt, or was that strategic where they put Trent Williams at guard and Nsekhe at tackle on the screen? You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Trent Williams was playing left guard, and Ty Nsekhe was playing left tackle on that screen. I didn't hear if Gruden spoke about this or not, but I'd like to know, was Trent Williams kicked inside on that play strategically because they thought he, Spencer Long, Ty Nsekhe gave him the best chance on that screen?
Looks like they were right if that was the case.
Right. Or was LaVau that his cleat came off, or he had a knee that was barking or whatever it was, needed to get retaped? I don't know the answer to that. I'd be curious to know. But if that was a coaching thing where they said, hey, let's put Trent there, let's get Nsekhe out there, let's get our best left side of the line for this screen, because they're not going to know because guys are on and off the field from time to time anyway, and it's not going to be a tell. Let's make sure we can block this as best as possible. That's a great coaching moment if, in fact, that's what was going on. I like that one from you. My apex last night, peak happiness last night, was Josh Doctson's 52-yard catch for a lot of reasons, most notably because I've been waiting for 2 years to get that. I've been waiting for a season and change. By the way, I still say the reason we haven't had more of those is because not of the player, but of the coaches. I think that if you're not readily available, if you don't tough it out and play through pain, if you don't practice at 100%, coaches get their feelings in a bunch, and they really get bothered by that, and you suddenly get less snaps than guys like Ryan Grant, who do everything they want and aren't as good at football. Josh Doctson needs to play more, needs to be targeted more. My hope is that Cousins, by throwing that ball up and being rewarded, is more willing to do it in the future, even if it means a couple extra picks on plays like that. Because it'll also mean a couple extra gains of 50 and 100 and touchdowns.
Those, if that ball's intercepted, I don't mind. And yeah. I know he said because he had the ball at the 50 or whatever. I'm okay with those. Like, for example, Derek Carr's interception, it was a change of possession. That first one, that was a punt.
Yeah,
that was. I have no problem with the downfield give guy a shot play.
Hoff just texted me, by the way. I love that our beat reporter listens to our show. It's big. Big time. Craig Hoffman. He said that Jay was not asked after the game last night about the screen and why the alignment was what it was, but he said he'll ask in the conference call today with Jay Gruden. So we'll get you an answer on that from Craig Hoffman on Chad Dukes versus the World. But my favorite play was the Doctson touchdown. Also, 14-0 happens a lot for the Redskins.
Yeah.
It becomes 14-7 on a special teams breakdown or a long drive against the defense, and now a one-score game in the third quarter means it's very meaningless. I mean, that's wide open football. Anybody can win stuff.
I mean, go back to last week.
21-0 doesn't happen very often.
You're right.
And the Doctson touchdown put them up at 21-0, Danny. That's why it was the play where I thought, A, they're going to win. B, Cousins is almost at 300 yards with 3 touchdowns. And C, Josh Doctson is alive.
And I'm going back to last week. And you're right. It's such a huge play because they were much better than the Rams last week. They dominated 2020 in the fourth quarter. They outplayed the Rams. I go, we're in store for another one, where they let a team up off the mat. And there's a difference between teams that are really and truly ready for prime time, forgive the expression because they played in prime time last night, where you go, you get up on somebody, you put it on their throat, and you kill them, and that's it. They have no gasps of air. And kind of what the Redskins showed the last couple weeks, where you go, hey, they played pretty well, and yet here we are in a close game because that's kind of the league. So to be able to do that and get that easy button, that kind of a score in that moment, you're right, was huge for a myriad of reasons.
800-636-1067. We'll get to your calls next. There were a lot of great moments last night. Phone lines are filling up, so hop in if you want to get aboard. Your favorite play and moment of the game, where was peak happiness at? If you're looking at like a little pie graph and we're looking for that one blip, We're looking for the one spot where you go, that was where it all happened last night. What was that play? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.